You're listening to Talk of the Town on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com from the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, it is my pleasure to welcome back to Talk of the Town Dennis Prager, who you hear every Monday through Friday from 9 till noon right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities. Dennis, it's great to have you back.
It's always good to be with you. Thanks.
I want to, first of all, before we talk about your appearance here in Prescott next month, I wanted to talk about your recent appearance in front of the Arizona Legislature to talk about the attack on free speech going on at Arizona State University. And this really stemmed from a group letter of 37 professors that basically wanted the university to not allow you to speak. Is that the way it started?
It was invited. Charlie Kirk and I and two others were invited to speak at a health, wealth, and happiness evening, which already you realize must be a real hate-filled white supremacist evening. Health, wealth, and happiness. You can't get more hate-filled than that. It's a far. The whole thing, if it weren't so serious, it would be actually in the realm of farce. So 37 of 49 professors at the Honors College, no less, called Barrett, the Barrett Honors College of ASU, Arizona State University, wrote a letter protesting our coming. And I was called a white nationalist hater, among other things, but that was the primary one. So the killer was, the reason this got national attention was that there was an independent center affiliated with ASU that actually invited us. And the woman who ran it, Ann Atkinson, wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal how, as a result of it, she lost her job, the center closed down. But she wrote in her piece, this is key, and it wasn't covered at the hearing, unfortunately, that the administration supported the tearing down of posters announcing the evening. She also wrote in the piece that students were very, very much intimidated against coming. And in fact, some said, will there be cameras? They didn't want to be photographed or videoed present. It gives you an idea of the reign of terror by the left at our universities, that students fear being photographed at an evening at which a couple of conservative speakers spoke.
Dennis, how much of this would you say is actually an attack on religious people? That you have been well known to not only as a practicing Jew, but also you've done some books that interpret the Bible and so forth. How much of this do you think is really an attack on religious thought?
It's a very valid question. My suspicion is, and by the way, Charlie's a committed Christian, so you had a religious Jew and a religious Christian speaking, among others, but the attack was primarily on us two. And there is no question that should the topic ever come up, they will say something like Christian nationalist. That's a common thing. They can't use that one on me for obvious reasons, although I will tell you that at the University of Wyoming, there was an article attacking my coming, and it listed that I was an anti-Semite. You see, you have to understand, these professors are of such low intellectual and moral level. They have a list, and it's boilerplate, like... You will see when you click okay on something on the internet, Nobody reads the whole thing. It's boilerplate. They have boilerplate on attacks on conservatives. So anti-Semite is just one of them, and they decided to use it with me. Also, the notion white nationalist, as I wrote in my column that's on the internet, came out this week, the notion that I'm a white nationalist, which is another term for Nazi, is beyond belief. When I've written a book that's been in print for 40 years on anti-Semitism, with a large chapter, of course, on white racist nationalism of the Nazis, and I lost relatives in the Holocaust, but it doesn't matter. They just throw these things out. My being religious is like the icing on the cake. I mean, I'm bad enough being conservative, but believing in God and the Bible and getting my ethics from the Bible and not the New York Times or ASU, that's truly criminal.
Now, I know for a long time on our station, you've been on with us since 2007, and you very early on recognized the LGBTQ plus and gender fluidity and people going after our children to try and undermine the relationship between parents and their kids. Could you ever have thought that it would rise to the level that it is now here in 2023?
Well, happy you pointed that out. I appreciate that. I went to a Columbia University for graduate school in the 70s, and the biggest, I thought then, the biggest nonsense I was taught was that men and women are basically the same. And so I have known, I've intuited and even known and written that the obliteration of distinctions between male and female will lead to tyranny and moral chaos. That's how it began. There's no difference. My argument with regard to same-sex marriage was that their argument, which the basic argument that they had, proponents of same-sex marriage, was, in their words, gender doesn't matter. Just love does. Gender doesn't matter. And I said at the time, I said in the 90s, gender doesn't matter is a very dangerous road to go down. The only thing that has surprised me is I didn't predict they would say men give birth. That, I will say, is a chaos that even I didn't anticipate.
So what is it, what should be our marching orders at this point? Because we do have so many of these corporate entities that are insisting that you use proper pronouns and things like that. And you do have some of the examples like Target and Bud Light that are actually showing negative results from what they're trying to do. But how does this get fixed, Dennis Prager? How do we go about getting things back to some level of normalcy?
Off the top of my head, the ones you mentioned are critical, that Target must lose enough income to really hurt for its attack on children's innocence and on the fact that there are boys and girls. I am more interested in harming Target than I am even in harming Bud Light. Bud Light, after all, it was one can, whereas Target is a massive campaign. I'm also for not going to Disneyland or Disney World. Disney has stood its mission of giving children beautiful cartoons and movies and now robbing them of their innocence. So number one is you avoid and you ask your friends to avoid products, companies that are undermining children's welfare. And number two, you get on school boards and you make sure that they don't have drag queen story hours with men dancing in women's clothing in front of children. Then you vote properly. The great crisis in America is that there are three groups, left, liberal, and conservative. And left vote their values, conservatives vote their values, liberals do not vote their values. Liberals vote leftist values. So if we can somehow affect liberal, ignore the left relatives in your family, but if you can affect your liberal friends, and I have up, obviously anybody could access it, differences between liberals and leftists, and I think seven questions to ask your progressive relative or something like that. And one of them is, do you believe in all black dormitories and all black graduations? If you do, you're a leftist. If you don't, you're a liberal or a conservative.
Well, Dennis, when I was in seventh grade in Detroit, in suburban Detroit, is when they started busing African-American children from Royal Oak Township into Oak Park, where I went to junior high school. So the idea was that we were doing the social experiment, but we were trying to mix people together to try and see if they would somehow learn to get along with each other. And now it sounds like the approach they're taking is totally the opposite.
Well, if they acknowledge it, racial integration is a liberal and conservative ideal, and racial segregation is a Ku Klux Klan and progressive ideal. The only systemic racism in America is coming from the left.
Wow. And more's the pity. Now, coming up in August on the 22nd, you're going to be here in Prescott, joining us at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, courtesy of us at KQ&A and some other donors, as well as the Republican Women of Prescott. And I've got the president of the Republican Women of Prescott, Sherry Hanna, with me in studio. She just wanted to say hello to you briefly.
Good afternoon, Mr. Prager.
Well, I look forward to being with you.
Well, we are very excited to have you come to Prescott to host you here for this event. I just wanted to let you know that the VIP reception is sold out and tickets are selling, so we anticipate a great event. And just want to thank you again for honoring us on being here and so that we can host you here in Prescott.
Well, I'm really looking forward. I'm very happy to hear the VIP sold out. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for me. And I'm happy for the photographer.
Yes.
I know what VIP means. It means that I smile on cue. And by the way, I have that down to an art.
Well,
so you don't have to worry about me blinking or not smiling.
Well, I have to tell you that many of the people attending the event will be bringing their books that you've written to get signature.
I'll bring my fountain pen.
Yes, we'll have plenty of Sharpies for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do me one favor.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Phoenix this week testifying at the state legislature. It was 119. Try to get it down a little bit.
We are actually at over 5,000 feet, and you can shave a good 20 to 25 degrees off of that.
All right. You made my day.
Before we let you go, I'd just like you to get a plug in for PragerU, because this is kind of your life's work and has been a very almost singularly great resource for bringing information to people that might otherwise miss out on what goes on in this half of the world.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. PragerU has over a billion views a year. That's with a B. And according to Google, 60% of them are under 35 years of age. And the proof of that is, like 2 days ago at the Phoenix airport, the number of young people who come over for selfies, it's very gratifying. We're having a big effect. Not big enough because there are so many more we haven't touched. But for children, teenagers, and then every age group, we're having an impact. And if anybody listening is not aware of PragerU, it's my last name, plus a U or university. And you can binge watch for a month and you won't exhaust what we have up there.
That's probably the most gratifying part of your show, is when I hear you take callers from people that were absolutely brainwashed against mm-hmm. conservatism and That's gave right. you the credit for turning them around.
That's right. I'm with you. We're kindred spirits, you and I. That never ceases to move me.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here with us on August 22nd at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Dennis Prager, who you hear every Monday through Friday from 9 till noon, right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Thank you again for joining us. And also thank you for flying in from California to the legislature to stand up for free speech.
Yeah, I really felt a moral obligation to do that, and I'm happy I did.
We will see you next month.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Dennis Prager joining us live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Back with some final thoughts right after this.